It's Monday, May 17th, and tomorrow we kick off the 2021 Penn World Voices Festival of International Literature. I'm Stephen Fee, and this is a special festival edition of The Penn Pod, a podcast from Penn America. Thanks for joining. We're just one day away from the 2021 Penn World Voices Festival. Here to walk us through the week ahead and the inspiration for this year's festival, Penn America's Clarice Rasaz Sharif. Welcome back to the Penn Pod, Clarice.
Thank you, Stephen. It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, let's start with this year's theme, Power to the People. Why that theme and why was it important to do that now?
Yeah, that's a good question. And actually, you know, in advance of this, of talking to you, I was trying to just remember where were we when we finally just made the decision on, you know, the curatorial direction for the festival in 2021. And it was in the fall, right? And I think that it was a time that was tough for everyone. I think professionally, personally, there was so much uncertainty. It was a hard time to be optimistic as well. And we wanted to think about, try to project ourselves in the future and say, okay, in spring 2021, how can we be helpful? This festival has always been about, you know, creating community, bringing people together across languages, across borders, and how do I do that right? And so with my team, we wanted to kind of acknowledge that the pandemic had wreaked, you know, havoc on so many lives personally, but also that there was this tremendous social justice movement, this amazing moment of people coming together in the streets, but also organizing on online platforms. And this was happening everywhere, right? Remember, this was in the aftermath of the George Floyd murder. And people were just in that moment where they had to start reckoning with tough questions. You know, what is going on in America around issues of race, around issues of violence against Black bodies? But also it was high time for the pandemic. So what was the Asian American community going through? So at Penn, we had this amazing day of solidarity, you know, talking to our Asian American colleagues and writers and scholars, and wrestling with that deep, deep history of anti-Asian sentiment in the country as well. So it was a moment of like, let's try to connect that. Let's try to have a conversation this year at the festival that place the individual and the power that we have as individual to impact society, to raise our voices when something is wrong, and power to the people felt like it was a phrase that would not need to be translated actually literally in any languages. We get it.
Yeah. I mean, so you land on the theme, but then of course we have to put this all together virtually. You've been curating events for so much of your career. How does putting together a virtual festival change things for you as a curator, as the person putting this all on?
Yeah, I think that there's the good and the bad, right? I think that the what was really frightening was, will we be able to create the magic that a festival is typically, where you're in the room together and you hear all these languages and you have this buzz in the room. And you also go out after the event, you go to your cafe and continue the conversation. And so it was really kind of intimidating to just, you know, try to replicate that. But thankfully, I think that it was the virtual environment has actually made us closer throughout the field. So I think that I've been in closer conversation with my colleagues in at different literary organizations, but also other directors of festivals in the US and outside of the US. And we exchanged tips. And so basically the key was to just always remember to kind of preserve what's unique about our own festival, and our own festival is really about bringing these international voices in conversation with American writers, but also kind of showcasing the beauty of literature in translation and introducing so many new writers to the American public. And so once I remember that that's the goal, virtual, not virtual, I think that then you have these kind of like open possibilities, right? You don't have to worry about passports and visas and logistics in terms of travel and hotel. And that actually was very freeing. So I'm really excited about doing this festival as a virtual festival and connecting writers to readers in a new way for us. We're typically in New York City, and now our audience will be able to tune in from North Carolina, from anywhere in the world, frankly. So that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously it's an international festival, as you said, bringing global writers to, you know, perhaps a different audience or newer audiences, but it's also a collaboration, you know, within, you know, our network here in Pen America. You know, tell me about how this is really a partnership with other literary organizations, bookshops, and other friends.
Yeah, so I'll just maybe name check a few people that I think really make this edition of the festival in 2021 special. So for example, the Asian American Writers Workshop in New York is partnering with us, but we're also partnering with the Dallas Literary Festival, the Magic City Poetry Festival, Miami Book Fair. So again, you see this amazing kind of show of solidarity among literary organizations. And we just want to keep the conversation going, to keep engaging readers and members of the literary community, no matter where they are. So there are a few people also that we are partnering this year that I want to mention. CLMP has been a partner of the festival for a long time now, and it's the community of literary magazine and presses. And we used to do an in-person Indie Lit Fair, and this year it's virtual, like last year. But I wanted to shout out CLMP because the pandemic also affected small presses, small literary magazines. And frankly, when we think about the ecosystem of the literary community, writers, debut writers, they rely on these magazines and these small presses to publish them for the first time. And so for the Indie Lit Fair, you can check it out on pen.org. I'm really proud. It's a virtual showcase of magazines and books published by independent literary publishers from across the country. And this year, we actually tailored the list to match our theme, Power to the People. So there's something for everyone. And I would just really encourage people to go check it out and just buy a magazine, buy a book from a small press.
Yeah. Well, so, okay, give us a preview. What are you most excited about in the days ahead?
I'll tell you the answer that you probably don't want. I'm excited about everything, of course. It's hard for me to choose. I feel every time I feel like I have a favorite event, I just, you know, really can't say that. But let me just highlight a few events that that I think I'm hoping the audience will want to check out as well. And it won't be in the order of chronological order. So they will have to check out pen.org to see the date and time. But we're having a conversation with John McWhorter and Jeffrey Goldberg about the power of language, but and the taboo around language and profanity. And I have to say, these two will just take you there, and you will have a conversation that will kind of like boggle your mind, but you will learn also really quirky things and facts about the origin of curse words. So that is the one that tickles me, just because we're also doing so many other serious conversations, but I wanted to just highlight that one. And then I would say we have Jhumpa Lahiri, will be in conversation with Mazen Mengishti around Jhumpa's latest book, and that is exciting. We're also doing a conversation with Joy Harjo and Padraig Otuama, who is an Irish poet. And I can't wait to listen to them, because they'll talk about creative expression, poetry, and music. So that's exciting. And then maybe two more events, if I can.
Do it.
We have... What we also try to do in the lineup this year is to have two distinct conversations that were about craft. And one will feature Randa Jarrar and Mortada Gazar. They'll talk about the art of a memoir. And I think that anybody who is an aspiring writer, a writer, you'll want to tune in to that conversation. And our other craft conversation will be a conversation between George Saunders and Matthew Solaces, moderated by Rivkov Galchin. That will be fantastic. Of course, I would be remiss not to mention that opening night is a blockbuster evening for us. Maria Hironosa will moderate a conversation with Viet Thanh Nguyen, Nicole Hannah-Jones, and Imbolo Emboy. And they will talk about this notion of contested national history and what's happening right now. This is all over in the news. And I think that if you're interested in their take on how we rethink and write history, national history, to include everyone and every citizen, you'll want to tune into that one.
Well, it's an incredible lineup, Clarice. Congratulations to you and your team. Clarice Rezaz-Sharif, she's Senior Director of Literary Programs at PEN America. She put together this year's festival. Tickets are on sale at pen.org/festival. Thanks so much, Clarice.
Thank you, Stephen.
And that's our special episode for Monday, May 17th. We'll be back again tomorrow to preview the festival with our co-hosts Masha Gessen and Ayad Akhtar. Tickets are on sale now at pen.org/festival. Follow us on Twitter to find special discount codes. Members get half off all tickets. I'm Stephen Fee for PEN America. This is a special festival edition of the PEN Pod. See you tomorrow.